You have your Bible tonight, and I'm going to turn with us to Zechariah chapter 14. Zechariah chapter 14, the Bible says in verse number 1, it said, "Behold, the day of the Lord cometh, and thy spoil shall be divided in the midst of thee. For I will gather all nations against Jerusalem to battle, and the city shall be taken, and the houses riffled, and the women ravished, and half of the city shall go forth into the captivity, and the residue of the people shall not be cut off from the city. Then shall the Lord go forth and fight against those nations as when he fought in the day of battle. And his feet shall stand in that day upon the Mount of Olives, which is before Jerusalem on the east, and a Mount of Olives shall cleave in the midst thereof toward the east and toward the west. And there shall be a great valley, and half of the mountain shall remove toward the north and half it toward the south. And ye shall flee to the valley of the mountains, for the valley of the mountains shall reach into Azel. Yea, ye shall flee like ye, as ye fled from before the earthquake in the days of Uzziah, king of Judah. And the Lord, my God, shall come, and all the saints with thee. And it shall come to pass in that day that the light shall not be clear nor dark, but it shall be one day which shall be not known to the Lord, not day nor night. But it shall come to pass that at evening time it shall be light, and it shall be in that day that living waters shall go out from Jerusalem, half of them toward the former sea, and half of them toward the hinder sea. In summer and winter shall it be, and the Lord shall be king over all the earth. In that day shall there be one Lord, and his name one." Praise the Lord. We look at this, I want to preach just a few minutes tonight. The footsteps of the Messiah. The footsteps of the Messiah. We see here taking place, and it's leading up to that. Then the Battle of Armageddon is going to take place when it says when all the nations is going to come up against Israel, and that's going to happen. Amen. It's being talked about now, but there's a day that's coming very soon that the world is going to come up against that little nation of Israel, that little bitty 70 mile wide by 120 mile long section of land that they despise the people that's in it. They despise the God of the land, and the nations of the world is going to gather together against Jerusalem one day in a little while. It's not going to be as long as it has been, but they're going to come together against this little nation of Israel, and God's going to have to stand up. Israel's not going to do it, but then again, Israel has never actually done the fighting himself anyway. It's always been God Almighty that intervened on their behalf when they had the wars, the ones that they have had. God, they were able to accomplish great and mighty feats at the hand of an Almighty God. Amen. It wasn't them and their ability, but it was them given the ability of God to make things happen. I want to say tonight, if there's anything going to happen in your life or my life, it's going to see the same God in the same circumstances. Is that God making things happen? God doing for us the same thing that He's done for them, the same thing He's done yesterday and forever. He is God. He don't change. He's still able to do wonderful, mighty things, praise God. And He's still doing it today. But we see how He's going to rise up, praise God, at this time, and He's going to demonstrate His power. Amen? He's going to demonstrate His power. We're seeing it already. He's given us little demonstrations of His power now. We're seeing the times and the seasons. It's just like the Bible said, there'll come a time when we can't hardly distinguish one season from another. It doesn't seem like we have spring anymore. We just have winter and summer. And we don't have fall. We just have a spring and winter. It seems like the seasons are running amok and all over the place. The weather's unpredictable. Used to we had weathermen that would tell us, and they could predict the weather and tell you, so you could plan your day. And now the weather people, they just throw their hands up in the air. They say, well, they don't really know. The only one ever really could predict the weather right was Bob Caldwell. And he just said, whatever you got on your gatepost, praise God, that's what your weather is today. Amen. And he was pretty accurate all the time because he let you just look out and figure it out for yourself. So you can plan your day around it. You can't plan your day around it today because it's they'll say one thing and then 2 minutes later they'll be doing something else. But God's going to do things and He's going to demonstrate His power just like He's doing today, just like He did then, just like He's going to do in the days ahead. His power is going to be manifest. People's going to begin to realize that there is a God. God, and beside Him there's no other. He's the one that's in control. He's large and in charge. Praise God, nothing's taking Him by surprise. He's still the God of glory, and He's still going to get glory out of all that's done. Amen? Praise God, that's just who He is. So we see Him as He begins to demonstrate His power. You see that power demonstrated in verses 6 and 7 and 5 and 6. He said we see how God's moving. We see how He's doing in verse 4 when He comes down, His feet hit the Mount of Olives and it cleaves in the midst. I pray God, one to the east and another to the west. And there's a great valley that'll be an immense valley that'll be there. And now you got to remember God's already come down and He's already defeated the nations. I pray God, He's done whooped them back. He's done beat them back, all those that rise up and say, hey, listen, we're not going to have this God to reign over me. We're already hearing people say that the day and the hour we live, we're not going to have no king to reign over us. And nobody's trying to be king to reign over them, but they're saying we're not going to have a king to reign over us. That's what they said in Jesus' time when He's here walking on earth. They said, we'll not have this man to reign over us. Well, I've got news for you, friends. One of these days, He will reign over each and every one of us and everything, praise God, even to His glory. And we see it played out here. I said when His feet come down and He hit the Mount of Olives, because Bible said just as He went up, He's coming again. I hope we believe tonight that Jesus is coming again. Amen? You say, how do you believe that, preacher? Because the Bible says so. Amen? There's a whole lot that's yet to be fulfilled. Amen? Now, let me just say this. Let me clarify. For Him to come, nothing has to be done. He could come tonight, praise God, and it would be according to Scripture. Amen? But He has to come, praise God, for Scripture to be fulfilled. The last day. And I believe all that we're seeing take place now is Jesus Christ, praise God, is stepping out, the footsteps of Messiah, getting ready, moving, praise God, shuffling His feet, praise God, getting ready to come on the scene. Amen? I don't know, but it's exciting to me. I turn on the news and I begin to watch it and I see these people fretting and worrying and twisting their hands trying to figure out God Almighty, but God already got a plan and He's going to fulfill that plan. Praise God, down to the last, across the T and dot into the I, it will be fulfilled and accomplished. Amen. But He said that the moon and the stars will start blinking on and blinking off. Amen. God's going to turn them on, turn them off just like a light switch. He's going to control them, praise God. One of these days we're going to look up, Brother Bobby, in the sky, and we won't know what's going on. Them lights and the stars will be flashing. Praise God, they'll be going on and going off. Praise God, some should be coming on, and they're going off. Some should be going off, and they'll be coming on. And boy, God, we'll look up and say, glory be to God. That's God Almighty. He's already got the switch. Praise God, He's working this thing out. People's going to be looking around, and I'm telling you, those that don't know Him and the volume of books are going to be terrified in their hearts when they see all these things begin to come to place. But let me tell you, youngins, let me tell you, hey, you can look back and tell and say, Pastor Jeff told us up in our church one night on a Wednesday night that God Almighty is going to do these things. Hey, don't worry about it, youngins. Pray God, just love Jesus and look for His appearing, and praise God, one day we'll go out of here. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, this is the way it would be. Changes be taking place in the heavens. The moon and the stars, praise God. Changes be taking place in the earth. Praise God. Look what he says, verse number four. He said that when his feet hit the Mount of Olives, which is before Jerusalem on the east, and the Mount of Olives shall cleave in the midst. Therefore toward the east and toward the west, and there shall be a great valley. And the valley of the mountain shall remove before toward the north, and half of it toward the south. Praise God. He said, ye shall flee to the mountain of the valley, the valley of the mountains, for the valley of the mountains shall reach unto Azel. He said, praise God, one of these days, praise God, when the Lord comes down, he said, those mountains, you say, preacher, what's going to take place? It don't really make no sense. Let me tell you what's going to take place. He said, one of these days, Brother Robbie, all the mountains are going to bow down to an almighty God, all the mountains in high places, praise God. Hey, he said, if you won't do it, he said, they will. Praise God, the mountains and the high places, they're going to bow down to God, praise God. Are going to bow down to the Lord Jesus Christ. They're going to show homage to the great King of glory. Amen. Praise the Lord. I tell you what, I wouldn't want to be one that'd be standing there during that time. When the mountains bowing down, when people, God's people are bowed down, God's people are looking for that soon coming Savior, He shows up. Amen. When the mountains are bowed down, bow their faces to the ground. Praise God, we ought to be way ahead of them. Amen. Bless His holy name. What a God we serve. Praise God. He's able to do that. Amen. He talks about at the end of this verse 5. He said, "You shall flee like as ye fled before the earthquake in the days of Uzziah, king of Judah. And the Lord, my God, shall come. Amen. With all the saints with thee." He said what he said going to take place. He said not only is heaven and the earth going to be changed, but he said there's going to be earthquakes. There's going to be a shaking going on. There's going to be shaking going on all over this world. The earth is going to shake and tremble. I want to tell you, did you hear about a few days ago over in Israel that they had an earthquake? I believe it's 5.4 or 5.5. And all their rabbis and their scholars was saying, this is it. This is what God said would be going on. He said the earth would be shaken. Praise God. In reverence of the soon coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. Listen, the Jews over in Israel and looking for that first coming. Praise God. I'm glad tonight I'm looking for the second coming of Jesus. Amen. When He comes to rule and reign with power and might and great glory. His splendor, praise God, manifest all over the world. Amen. He said he'd deal with things when He come. Amen. He said He'd send a great plague. He said if that ain't enough to get your attention. Amen. He said if that ain't enough to get your attention, He said He'd send a plague upon this earth. Look at verse number 12. He said, "This shall be the plague wherewith the Lord shall smite all the people." He's talking about all those that stand up against Him, all those that won't recognize Him and realize who He is. And the Lord will smite all the people that have fallen against Jerusalem, their flesh. Now watch this, shall consume away while they stand upon their feet. And their eyes shall consume away in their holes, and their tongues shall consume away in their mouth. I don't know about you, but it almost sounds like a nuclear reaction of some kind. Praise God, tell you it may be. When God Almighty says, let it be done, praise God, it'll be done, glory to God. His wrath will be poured out on this world like we ain't ever seen it before. But I'm glad that we know the footsteps of Messiah. We know the steps that He's taken and the steps that He's taken now to woo us and woe us, try to get us to come in and be partakers with Him in that glory. Appearing when He comes. He wants us to be ready so that when He does come, praise God, we'll be with Him. Amen. Praise the Lord. Did you hear what I said? We'll be with Him. He said, all the saints with thee. When God, the Lord my God shall come and all the saints with Him. Is that what He said? All the saints with Him. They're coming, praise God. We get to come with Him. Praise the Lord. Amen. Glory. Yeah, man, praise God. We get to go out of here. We get to leave, wave this old world goodbye. But when He comes back, praise God, He said we get to come with Him. Praise the Lord. Amen. He said he'll cause that river to flow out of the throne of grace. Praise God. He said there'll be a time of restoring. Praise God, that this world has never seen. Praise God, those living waters will flow out. Praise God, and they'll flow down through that valley. Praise God, and it'll be made new and alive. Shall be in that day, verse number 8, that living water shall go out from Jerusalem. Half of them towards the former sea. That's to the east, and half of them to the hinder sea. That's the west. In summer and winter shall it be. He said, that's what God's going to do. He said, there's going to be living waters. It'll be flowing over all those things that's dead. I'm glad today we have living waters that'll flow over our cold, dead soul. I praise God, and it sends that stimulus. It's those living waters that'll flow on our the soul of our life, praise God, and gives us life, praise God. Praise the Lord, that nourishment from the Lord God of heaven, praise God, that touches our heart and makes us alive from the dead. He said one day, that old Dead Sea, hey, there's nothing live in it, maybe a little bit of bacteria, but glory be to God, one day, he said He's going to flood her full and He's going to make it alive again. Amen. Same thing God does, praise God. The same thing God's going to do again, just like He promised He would. He said, we ought to be excited about it. Praise God. We ought to be excited because God's going to come. Said He's going to destroy the enemy. He's going to get rid of them with those plagues and things that's coming. He said God's going to take them out. He's going to wipe them out. God help them, Lord. We ought to be praying, God help us save our people so they can get in. So nobody will be left out. I don't want any of our people to be considered an enemy of God. What a woe that would be if we had any acquaintances or relatives, kinfolk, co-workers that don't know the Lord Jesus Christ and the free pardon of sin. Oh, God help. That plague is coming. That awfulness is coming upon this world. Amen. God Almighty, He said He would rain it out. Praise God. He'd put it forth unto these people. Amen. He said He's looking for a time of restoring. He's looking at a time of refreshing from the Lord. Praise God. That He had refreshed that land. That those waters would flow out of the sanctuary. Amen. Down upon the nation of Israel. If you look back at Ezekiel chapter 47. Ezekiel chapter 47. Bible says this in verse number 1. He said, afterward, He brought me again unto the door of the house, and behold, water issued out from under the threshold of the house eastward. From the forefront of the house stood toward the east, and the waters came down from under, from the right side of the house at the south side of the altar. Amen. Glory be to God. He's talking about those waters of life, those living waters. And He said they become a waters. And He takes them out, the man with the measuring line, and He draws him out to his ankles, and to his knees, and to his thighs, until he gets out the swimming waters. Praise God. He said that's what God's going to do. He said it comes out a river. It comes out of the sanctuary of God. It comes from the hand of God. He said God's going to do. They'll be the one that brings the restoration. He's going to be the one that brings the restoring. He's the one that's going to bring the refreshing to the land. Well, if there's ever been a time that we need refreshing from the Lord, it's right now. Amen. They some of the awfulest wickedness I've ever seen in my life. People that you thought was good. But now He said they're turning out that they're not as good as we thought they were. Amen. That turned out that these people that we put our faith in, that have let us down. Amen. But that's what happens when you put your faith in a man. Amen. We got to put our faith in the Lord. We got to lift up people, praise God, that's supposed to be representing us. That's not. Amen. We got to be asking God to overshadow them and help and keep them. To keep them from the temptations of this world, just like He has to keep you and me. We see the waters of that sanctuary as they pour out. They come out of those. They come out of the sanctuary. They go out and they begin to, everything they begin to touch, they begin to make them alive and vibrant and make them whole. Amen. Verse number 7, He said in Ezekiel chapter 47, He said, now when I had returned, behold, turned back, going to the back to the bank. He said, at the bank of the river were very many trees on the one side and on the other. Then said He unto me, these waters issue out toward the east country and go down into the desert and go into the sea, which being brought forth into the sea, the waters shall be healed. And it shall come to pass that after that everything that liveth, which moveth whithersoever the waters shall come, shall live. Ain't you glad, praise God, for those living waters? Ain't you glad for the living waters that's overflowed your soul? And praise God, those that waters that made you alive from the dead. Once you were dead in your sins and your trespasses, but now those living waters are flowing in your soul. They're touching you and helping you. They're keeping you from doing what you used to do. They're keeping you from doing what you would do in your flesh. They're giving you guidance and leadership because they're living waters and not dying waters. Amen. Thank God for those living waters. Praise the Lord. It shall come to pass that everything that liveth, which moveth whithersoever the water shall come, shall live. And there shall be a very great multitude of fishes, because these waters shall come thither, for they shall be healed, and everything shall live whether the river cometh. And it shall come to pass that the fishers shall stand upon it from En Gedi even to Engalim. They shall be a place to spread forth nets. Their fish shall be according to their kinds, as the fish of the great sea, exceedingly many. That that was dead will be made alive. Praise God, that had no life at all. Be full of abundance of life. You see, it speaks of us when we were dead in trespass and sin, before God come along, before God got a hold of us. We was looking up, we were lifting, reaching up, we were looking up, we were trying to get a hold of something that was just always right out of our reach. But thank God that night, that day, that morning, praise God, when God Almighty, through the Holy Ghost, reached down to where we was and got a hold of us and picked us up out of the muck and the mire, cleaned us up, let us know how much He loved us, how much He cared for us. Amen. And it changed our lives forever. Praise God. Just like these great things that God had done, exceeding many. He said, but the miry places thereof and the marshes there shall not be healed. They shall be given the salt. Amen. He said, even during that time, think about it. Now listen to me. That even during the time when Jesus Christ is going to come and rule and reign as the King of glory here on earth, He said, there'll still be spots of sin. Amen. There'll still be spots of contamination. They still going to be a people, praise God, that'll rebel against the God and the godliness. It'll be addressed. They won't be wanting to do it out publicly, because God, the Lord Jesus Christ, is going to rule with a rod of iron. Amen. But praise God. They said they're still going to be some of these bad spots. There's still going to be people that deny and reject the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse number 12 said, but the river upon the bank thereof, on this side and on that side, shall grow all trees for meat, whose leaves shall not fade, neither shall the fruit thereof be consumed. It shall bring forth new fruit according to his months, because their waters they issued out of the sanctuary. And the fruit thereof shall be for meat, and the leaf thereof, now watch this, shall be for medicine. Amen. God Almighty. You know, I believe all my heart today, if we is smart enough to figure it out, there's something out there that would cure anything that we had. Amen. There's a root, there's a leaf. My grandmother was a great person, believed that stuff, and she could go out in the woods, get things and bring them in, and she could make up a little something together and give it to you, and it would make you better. Amen. I remember one time when Samantha was little and she had the colic, and we went to Granny Massey's, and she mixed up took an onion, put it in boiled it in some water. Amen. And she took that onion juice, whatever that was, and she gave her some of that stuff. And no time, praise God, she was over that. Amen. She knew what she was doing. And God Almighty knows a whole lot more than Grandma knew. And He's give us, praise God, a cure for everything. If we put our trust in Him, if we go back, praise God, just realizing that He is God, besides Him, there's no other. He had begun to give us that medicine from heaven, praise God, that healing, that balm of Gilead, praise God, that would make a difference in our lives. But we see the footsteps of Messiah as we see Him stepping closer and closer. He's coming, praise God. He's coming. He's getting us ready. We see Israel restored. If you go back to Ezekiel chapter 34, you see the restoration of Israel. He begins to bring them out. Amen. And He begins to promise them that Davidic kingdom. Amen. To set up that kingdom of God for His glory. And that Ezekiel 34, in verse number 22, he said, therefore will I save my flock, and they shall no more be a prey. And I will judge between cattle and cattle. And I will set up one shepherd over them, and he shall feed them, even my servant David. And he shall feed them, and he shall be their shepherd. And I, the Lord, will be their God, and my servant David, a prince among them. I, the Lord, have spoken it. Amen. He said, praise God. He said, I'm going to set up a great shepherd, the shepherd David. Who's he talking about? He's talking about that greater son. He's talking about the Lord Jesus Christ, who's going to come to rule and reign. Praise God for God's glory. Amen. Isn't it an amazing thing? And then he says, and then look what he says in verse 25. He said, I will make with them a covenant of peace, and will cause the wild beasts to cease out of the land, and they shall dwell safely in the wilderness and sleep in the woods. And I will make them the places round about them, about my hill, a blessing. And I will cause a shower to come down in his season, and there shall be a showers of blessing. Amen? Because God said, I'm going to set it up so there's going to be a time of showers of blessing. God's going to just pour out blessings upon the world. He's going to pour out blessings upon his people. He's going to set this thing up. He's going to manage it, praise God, the way that God does best. Praise the Lord. And we're going to start seeing showers of blessings coming down upon God's people. I'm thankful today for the showers of blessings that we have. We can never thank God enough for the showers of blessing we have day by day. Every day is just blessings that pours out upon us. Verse 27, he goes on and says this, and the tree of the field shall yield her fruit, and the earth shall yield her fruit, yield her increase, and they shall be safe in their land, and shall know that I am the Lord. Amen. And said, when I have broken the bands of their yoke, and delivered them out of the hand of those that serve themselves of them, and that shall no more be a prey to the heathen, neither shall the beast of the land devour them, but they shall dwell safely, and none shall make them afraid. And I will raise up for them a plant of renown, and they shall be no more consumed with hunger in the land, neither bear the shame of the heathen any more. Thus shall they know that I, the Lord, their God, am with them, and that they, even the house of Israel, are my people, saith the Lord God, and ye my flock, and the flock of my pasture are men. And I am your God, saith the Lord God. He said, hey, listen, I'm going to raise you up. He said, just like he's raised us up today as born again believers, praise God, he's given us that blessed hope and that promise. Hey, we don't have to wait on it for tomorrow, next week, or next year. We have that hope today. And the footsteps of Messiah is getting closer and closer. Praise God to a soon coming Savior to come and bless us and help us. Praise God in the footsteps of our dear Savior. Amen. Bring us to that place, praise, a peace of joy of knowing our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. He's coming. He's getting closer. He's getting closer. And he's getting closer. Ezekiel chapter 37. Ezekiel chapter 37. He says this in verse 22. He said, I will make them one nation. Talking about regathering the children of Israel. He said, God, he's gathering up his people. He said, I will make them one nation in the land upon the mountains of Israel. And one king shall be king to them all, and they shall be no more two nations, neither shall they be divided into two kingdoms any more at all, neither shall they defile themselves any more with their idols, nor with their detestable things, nor with any of their transgressions. But I will save them out of all their dwelling places wherein they have sinned, and will cleanse them, so shall they be my people, and I'll be their God. Now watch this, verse 24. And David my servant shall be the king over them. And they shall, then they all shall have one shepherd, and they shall also walk in my judgments and observe my statutes and do them. And they shall dwell in the land that I have given unto Jacob, my servant, wherein their fathers have dwelled. And they shall dwell therein, even they and their children's children forever. And my servant David shall be their prince forever. Amen. But he goes on in verse 26. He doesn't stop there. He said, moreover, I will make a covenant of peace with them, and it shall be an everlasting covenant with them. And I will place them and multiply them, and will set my sanctuary in the midst of them forever. My tabernacle also shall be with them. Yea, I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And the heathen shall know that I, the Lord, do sanctify Israel, when my sanctuary shall be in the midst of them forevermore. Amen. God said, I'm going to play this thing out. He said, I've got it going. He said, the play is in action. Amen. The director's already on the scene, and it's going forward in the footsteps of Messiah. We can see it happening right before eyes. And we see that great mighty promise of a Messiah and a kingdom. You see, we know what's going to take place because in Luke chapter number 1, verses 30 through 33, remember Gabriel come to Mary and he made her a promise. Let me just show you in Luke chapter number 1. Luke chapter number 1 in verse number 30. An angel said unto her, Mary, fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there shall be no end. See, Gabriel was prophesying. But the prophecy has not been fulfilled. That part of the prophecy hasn't been filled. Jesus has never reigned over as king, praise God, over the people, over the nations, over the land. But he will. Coming soon in a theater near you. King Jesus, praise God, will rule and reign supremely on the earth. Praise God. He's coming back. Amen. Praise God. Just like he went out. The promise of the messianic kingdom. Amen. See, if we ain't careful, we get caught up. We get dissuaded because we think about the messianic kingdom. We think about his kingdom. Amen. We need to be careful to distinguish the two. Praise God. The Lord, praise God, his spiritual kingdom. Amen. He's not talking about his spiritual rule in our heart and our lives. We know that's making the Lord king of our heart, king of our lives. And that's necessary. That's what we have to do. He said you must be born again. We must receive the Lord Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Amen. We know we have to do that. We have to allow him to be that part of us. But Gabriel's part of it has to come true too. Amen. Jesus Christ has to come to rule and reign. He has to be king of the earth. Amen. He has to be, because that's what he said. In Jeremiah chapter 30 and verse number 9, Jeremiah said this. He said, serveth the Lord their God. He said, talking about the children. He said, the children of Israel, after the tribulation. He said, they'll serve the Lord their God and David their king, whom I will raise up unto them. Amen. He said, that's what's going to happen. Jeremiah prophesying that, praise God. In the middle of his prophesying, he said, hey, listen, that God is going to raise up a king. He said, and we're going to worship him. We're going to serve him. Praise the Lord. So we see back in Zechariah chapter 14, back in Zechariah chapter 14, verse number 9, and it said, the Lord shall be king over all the earth. In that day shall there be one Lord, and his name one. So we see the Bible tells us here that in that day, the Lord shall be king over all the earth. Amen. So what's he saying? What's he telling us? What's he helping us to understand? That Gabriel's prophecy is going to be fulfilled. What Gabriel has promised, praise God, is going to come to the full. That he will reign, praise God. Isn't that what we pray? Amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Amen. Ain't that what we pray? What are we praying for? We're praying for his kingdom to come. Amen. That same kingdom, praise God, where he has power and all authority and all might, all sovereignty in heaven, praise God, will come to where we are. Amen. Where God can bring it down to us, to me and you. So it will reign with him, praise God. Amen? Just like he promised we would. Revelation chapter 5, verse number 10. He said we'll reign as priests and kings. Revelation 20, verse 6. He said we'll reign with him, praise God, in his righteousness. Amen? Praise God. When he comes to rule and reign for that 1,000-year millennium, while Jesus Christ is reigning here, said we're going to reign with him. Amen? Let me just show you something. You don't think I'm just spinning a yarn. Revelation 20, verse number 6. He said, blessed. Well, but verse number 5, he said, but the rest of the dead live not again until 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. That's born again believers have part in that. Amen. On such a second death hath no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ and shall reign with him 1,000 years. Where's he going to be for 1,000 years here? Amen. Ruling and reigning on earth. He said, when 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison. So we see what's going to take place. He said, we're going to come, we're going to rule and reign with him, praise God, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He's going to be here. He's going to rule supremely, praise God. Amen. I'm telling you, folks, we might as well just let him have supremacy in our hearts and our lives now. Just go ahead and practice getting used to it. Because whether we want to, whether we like to or not, he is going to be the high potentate, praise God, of everything one day in the near future. Amen. We're not going to, praise God, we might as well just go ahead and get in now. Amen. What's going to take place? They said that the nations will worship him. Look at Zechariah 14, verse 16. Says shall come to pass that everyone that is left of all the nations which came against Jerusalem shall even go up from year to year to worship the King, the Lord of hosts, and to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. And it shall be that whosoever will not come up of all the families of the earth unto Jerusalem to worship King, the Lord of hosts, even upon them shall be no rain. Amen? God said, He'll shut the heavens up. Then the family of Egypt go not up and come not, that have no rain. There shall be the plague wherewith the Lord will smite the heathen that come not up to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. Amen? So what I was telling you, praise God, during the millennial reign, they're going to be keeping the Feast of Tabernacles. Amen? That's a time of rejoicing for God's people. Amen? A time of rejoicing. Praise God, like it's never been before. A time of holiness, a time of rejoicing, a time of happiness, a time of worship and praising and serving the Lord. Glory to God. Thanking Him and praising Him for His goodness and His mercy to us. All that He's done for us. Amen? And He said we can do that and start doing it year by year. Just take time out and just praise God. We ought to do it every day. Or just sometimes just take time out and just praise the Lord. Thanking Him for His goodness, His mercy, and His love. Amen? He said because the hills and rocks and trees would praise God if we didn't. Amen? I don't want the hills and rocks and trees to praise God. I want to praise Him. I want to give Him the glory. I want to lift Him up. He's everything. During that time, everything on earth will be praising God. Amen? Everything on earth will be giving Him glory. He says here, verse number 20, He said, that day shall there be upon the bells of the horses holiness unto the Lord, and the pots in the Lord's house shall be like the bowls before the altar. Yea, every pot in Jerusalem and in Judea shall be holiness unto the Lord of hosts. Amen? Have you ever thought about that? He said even the harnesses of the horse, praise God, the little thing, the harness for the horse, down to the pots in the house, praise God, will be for the glory of God. It won't be nothing about us. It won't be nothing about this world that we live in. Everything that we do and everything that we have, praise God, will be for God's glory. Well, if we could just do that now. If we could just say, praise God, hey, listen, I don't have much at all. All I have is what God give me. Now, I am kind of a hoarder. I keep everything. Amen. I don't get rid of much. But boy, I tell you what, I thank God for what He's given me. Amen. He's been good to us. Amen? He has been good to us. Praise God. And I thank Him for that. He's been acceptable. And He said during that time, during that day, He said everything is going to be for God's holiness and God's glory. Everything that we see and do and have, praise God, is going to be for His glory and His honor. Amen? It's going to be for His worship and for serving Him. Amen? Just magnifying, praising Him for His goodness and His mercy and His love. Amen. The footsteps of Messiah. Listen, they're getting closer and closer day by day. Amen. They're getting closer. It's not going to be too long. Not going to be too long till them feet of that Messiah steps out of them on a cloud with a shout and a trump. Can you imagine? Can you imagine?